Welcome to this Hero Complex Imagination Meditation. For more family-friendly series and specials, please visit our website at herocomplex.ca. Today's meditation is the hippopotamus, and we're going to explore waiting with this one. My name is Rob, and I'm going to guide you through a fun and relaxing meditation today to help us let go of our present thoughts. There's no right way or wrong way to do this. I'll remind you to breathe now and then, but please feel free to breathe whenever it works best for you. We're just hoping to quiet our minds for a little while, focus inwards, and feel good. Please find yourself laying or seated on a flat surface in a gently relaxed way. Don't force anything. You can close your eyes, I do, or even just lower your eyelids as you softly gaze downward. Let's begin. The hippopotamus, or hippo for short, are a semi-aquatic mammal found in sub-Saharan Africa and are the third largest land animal after the rhino and elephant. They may resemble a large pig, but their closest animal relatives are actually whales. Like whales, they are practically hairless and have wide opening mouths with large canine tusks. It has a barrel-like shaped body, and despite having short legs, they're able to run 30 kilometers or 19 miles per hour over short distances. Hippos live in rivers and lakes, staying in the water during the day to keep cool and emerging to graze on grass at dusk. It is for this reason that I thought the hippo would make a great animal to focus on getting comfortable waiting. There are many times we must wait in life. And if you can imagine waiting for the sun to set before you can do something important, then you can certainly relate to a hippo. Okay, little hippo. The sun is high in the bright blue, cloudless sky on this hot day. I want you to take a deep breath in and let a big breath out. Breathe in and breathe out. The warm African air warms your lungs the instant you inhale. It's comforting. And in addition to the cool water that you dwell in, it creates a double feeling of warmth and coolness. You are both warm on the inside and cool on the outside. As you breathe, you sense these two things happening at once. Breathe in the warmth, yet feel the coolness on your skin. It's a wonderful balance that you are quite accustomed to, little hippo. You are walking and floating in the water in a calm lake with just your eyes, ears, and nostrils exposed out of the water. The rest of you can't be seen above the water. You blink gently in the sunlight and feel the heat of the afternoon on the exposed parts of your face. You spend most of your day in the water, little hippo, because it is so hot out in the habitat you live in. If you were to rise out of the water in the middle of the day, you would get very hot and immediately want to return to your water chill-out spot. So you sit in the water and breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. As you breathe, you notice some tall grasses on the shore waving in the light warm breeze. The wave almost beckons you, as grass is one of your favorite foods to eat. You'd just like to run over to that grassy patch and eat, but you would swiftly overheat, and so you must wait for dusk to come, when the world gets a little darker and the sun disappears behind the trees, creating shade to stay cool under. And so you must wait, little hippo. Waiting can feel challenging, but it doesn't have to be. These times require patience, and you are so used to waiting for the sun to fall that you have grown your patience muscles, which are now as strong as you, little hippo. You don't even need to look at the sun to know where it is in the sky. You simply feel the warmth of the sun on your face and notice it is starting to dip toward the horizon. It is still high. There is still no shade yet, little hippo, but there will be. And so you just have to wait. Wait it out. It's going to happen. And in the moments of impatience, you occupy your mind with the process of your breathing. So just breathe, little hippo. Breathe while you wait. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Feel the wind of your breath escaping from your big hippo lips. Feel the breath blow past your toothy tusks, making bubbles in the cool water. Breathe in again through your nose, feeling it flow all the way down into the barrel of your body, deep into your lungs. And then breathe out and let your body relax. As you breathe in again, notice how your body becomes more buoyant in the water. You float a little higher, but not much, as your hippo toes lift off of the muddy bottom of the lake, and you drift lightly in the clear liquid. And as you breathe out, you expel that air, and your body sinks a bit as your toes touch down into the soft lake bottom again. Breathe in and become more floaty, and breathe out and become more sinky. Breathe in floaty, breathe out sinky. Breathe in the warm air and breathe out, and this time flubber your hippo lips as you exhale, making even more bubbles. Watch those bubbles rise to the water's surface and pop as the oxygen escapes into the sky. This breathing exercise has helped pass the time, as you now feel the sun has sunk a little more in the sky, gently kissing the leaves on the tops of the trees, indicating the dusk is on its way. Not yet, though. There will still be a bit more waiting. But that's okay. You can wait. You're good at waiting, little hippo. You're as good at waiting as you are at eating and sleeping and breathing. You're good at it. Tell yourself you're good at waiting. And it will be so. When you want to be better at something, you just tell yourself you are, and you will be a little better at it. You're good at breathing, so breathe. Breathe down deep into your hippo toes that you feel rise out of the soft muck on the lake bed. Wiggle those toes as the oxygen drifts down into them, giving them life. Your feet have been floating for most of the day in the near weightlessness of the water, and you will be needing them soon when you walk out of the water, little hippo. So think about your feet. Think about every tiny muscle in your toes. Think about the blood flowing from your heart down into your toes. Your feet are ready for the task of carrying your big body out of the water. You now feel the sun disappearing behind the treetops as you feel the shadows of the leaves crossing your face in and cooling it down. With 10 more breaths, the sun will have dropped low enough for you to finally emerge and go up to the grass onto the shore. So let's take 10 deep breaths in and out as you feel the sun fall another inch with every breath. Ready? Breathe in one. Breathe out one. Breathe in two. Breathe out two. Breathe in three. Breathe out three. Breathe in four. Breathe out four. Breathe in five. Breathe out five. Breathe in six. Breathe out six. Breathe in seven. Breathe out seven. Breathe in eight. Breathe out eight. Breathe in nine. Breathe out nine. The sun has fallen behind the trees. Breathe in 10. Breathe out 10. You're ready to leave the water, little hippo. You have waited so patiently, and you so deserve this patch of grass. As you carve your feet through the muck, you make a hippo wake as you push through the shallow water of the shore and step your whole hippo body out into the now comfortable air. It feels so perfect all around. Good waiting, little hippo. Good waiting. Slowly float your eyelids open. I hope this has helped you get used to waiting. Waiting is a fact of life, and the more we practice it, the easier it is to endure. You can return to this meditation again and again to help whenever you need to be reminded that you can wait out anything. We'd love you, listener, to let us know what you'd like to meditate on next and what animal you'd like to imagine. We take our inspiration from you. If you're enjoying imagination meditation, visit our website, herocomplex.ca. Also, please do share this series with all your friends and go ahead and subscribe or give us a review. We'd really appreciate that. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful day.